This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Dov, also l'schus refuah shlema for kol chayli am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are in a sunnah b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Gimel Mishneches. We were talking about somebody who makes a shvuah, he swears. And before we were talking about that, there are two categories of shvuah, meaning that there is such a thing as a shvuah's bitoy and a shvuah's shav. A shvuah's bitoy means somebody who uttered a shvuah. He said something that he didn't accomplish, or he made a shvuah to that something that he was going to do and he didn't do it, or he made a shvuah to something that he had done and he really hadn't done it. Now we're going to talk about the other type of shvuah, which is a shvuah shav, something that is a false oath, meaning that he sweared to something that is absolutely inherently false. So what does that mean? That either by nature this thing is not true, or that by tzivoy of Hashem, Hashem said something and this is going against that. Ezoihi shvuah shav. What is considered a false oath, a false shvuah? Something that is swearing falsely. Nishba l'shanas es hayadua l'adam. He is swearing to that is something that is changed from what is known to man. Amar ala amud shel evan. He says about a pillar that is made out of stone, shehu shel zahav, that pillar is made out of gold, and he swears to that. Aloish Shoisha, that he swears about a man. He says this man is a lady. Aloisha she ish, or that a lady is a man. Nishba al davar she efshir, or he swore about something that's full, that's not possible. What is he saying? For example, Mlayer isi gomel shepereh ba'avir. If I haven't seen, I'm swearing that the person is swearing that he saw a camel flying in the air. He's swearing that he saw a snake that's as thick as the beam that is used in a press to press grapes or to press olives to make olive oil. Or he's doing something that he's swearing about something that is against what Hashem told him to do, meaning he's swearing that he's not going to be mekayim a mitzvah, or he's going to be oven aver. Amar le'edim, for example, for edim to say edus is a mitzvah. So he lent somebody money, and then he's telling those edim that he's lent the money in front of, come and testify in front of Beis Din that this man owes me money. Amar le'edim, he told the edim, boy ve'iduni, come and testify on my behalf, in front of Beis Din, and they tell him shvuah shaloina itcha. No, we're refusing to testify. In fact, we are making a shvuah that we won't testify, that we won't say this, or nishba levatalas hamitzvah. So one second. First of all, here's a person who he's lending money to this man, and these two people are watching, and now he's going to those two edim, and he's saying, come and testify on my behalf in front of Beis Din. Or he said, Nishba levatal as a mitzvah. He's not going to do something that he has a mitzvah that he has to do. Like, for example, Shaloi lasi sukkah. He's not going to make himself a sukkah. He's not going to eat in the sukkah. He's not going to sleep in the sukkah. He's not going to be in the sukkah for that sukkah. Vishaloi little lulav. Or that he will not be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav, that sukkahs. V'shaloi laniach tefillin, or that he won't put on tefillin that day, or not even in his whole lifetime, whatever. He won't be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Zahi shvuah shav, that is a shvuah which is considered inherently in and of itself false, because he has a chiv to do this. He has a mitzvah. He can't be over in avera. He has to do it. Shechayov and al zadon emakis. So if these people, this person, swore on purpose falsely, he's chayv makis, al shigagasa, but if he did it by mistake, potter, there is no carbon to be mechaper for it, and therefore he's pater from any kind of way of being mechaper for it. Yashar koach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.